You are listening to Artbeat on RTR FM 92.1. I'm Beck Bowman, and right now we are joined by Alice Dale. Alice is an author of three novels. Her latest is A Fond Kiss, and she has joined us today to talk all about those novels that she's been writing. Her first novel was released at the age of 90. Alice, welcome.
Thank you.
So this is your third novel, which is an achievement in and of itself, but this is your third novel written since you turned 90 years old.
That's right. And I'm 92 now.
So this novel writing career of yours, is this something that you've been holding on to for 90 years? Have you been wanting to write these books for 90 years?
Well, actually, I was writing always, but I started out with comedy sketches because I worked in comedy so much. I did a lot of sketches. And then when I retired, I started writing plays, and I got three of those published and performed here in Perth. And when they finished, COVID hit, and I was looking to clean out, do something, because I live alone and I was in lockdown. And I found an old copy of a book I'd started and never finished. And I found a character in it of a young pilot who had been shot down, but he wasn't the main character. So I lifted him out and started my debut novel, A Fond Kiss, and wrote his story. So that's how it all started.
And then you kind of unfolded that story and created a whole novel about it, published it, yeah. And now we have the story of Craig Stebbings. So I'm going to tell people a little bit about what the story is about. So Craig Stebbings is a young fighter pilot who has lost his strikingly handsome looks when bailing out of his burning plane. He suffers a loss of speech due to PTSD, which was unknown in 1940, and he's now angry and unsociable. Alice, you're going to read us a little excerpt from this book.
Yes. This is much later on in the book, when he has come home and gone through all sorts of problems, both he and his mother. Because his mood swings are dreadful. She doesn't know how to handle him, and she is going through her own problems. So she decides to have a belated 21st birthday party for him, his 21st actually happened when he was in hospital a year before. Unfortunately, they are obliged to invite Uncle Arthur, who's a complete bore, and Auntie Margaret, who's a social climber, and a pain in the bum. And I've selected the tiny bit when she makes her entrance, much to his horror. He's been speaking to Uncle Arthur and having a very difficult time making conversation with him. So I'll read that whenever you want me to.
Oh, please read it to us now. I'm ready.
Okay, here it goes. Craig could hear Margaret loudly holding court in the hall. For Pete's sake, hurry up, Mum. I need family support here. Never was a silent prayer so fervent or so quickly answered, except that it was his aunt who made her big entrance, intoning liltingly, "Oh, Mrs. Sailor, home from the sea." Pippa intervened with a twisted grin, except that home from the airman, home from the air. Doesn't sound the same, does it? Ah, but it means the same. She gave one of her little rippling laughs, turned round, then stopped dead, as though another step would have crashed her into a brick wall. Oh, my God, just look what they've done to you, son. Craig had often wondered why this childless couple insisted on calling him son. She hadn't finished. That's a crying shame. You were so handsome, too. he noted, the past tense. Och, never mind. There'll be a shortage of men after the war, and plenty of plain lassies will be glad of you, so you'll be all right. I think that takes up 2 minutes.
So it's definitely about his experiences of coming home, a changed person, both externally and internally. Yeah. Alice, that was some, like, 10 out of 10 reading happening there. And I'm not surprised because you have a history as a musical theatre actress.
Yes.
As a radio presenter and producer for the BBC, as a teacher of English and drama. Is there anything that you have not done?
Let me think. I've never jumped out of a plane. But I've done a lot to do with the arts, let's put it that way. But I've never done any sport, I'm sorry to say, apart from the occasional tennis.
Do you know what? That's okay. It's okay. I feel that your performance skills definitely make up for the lack of tennis skills.
Oh, thank you. I sometimes feel very out of it when people talk about sport. I'm quite lost.
If people want to hear more from Alice, she is doing a In Conversation with Verity James in Leaderville that is happening. You can go along to find out more about Alice and her work. Alice, when is that conversation happening?
That's happening on Thursday the 10th in the Royal Park Hall on Charles Street, 180 Charles Street, at 2:30. That is on Thursday the 10th.
So you can head along next Thursday to Royal Park Hall in Leaderville, or on Monday you can head up to Kalamunda and see Alice speaking with Sarah McNeil at the Zigzag Cultural Centre. You can pick up copies of Alice's books on those days as well. Where else can people find your book?
Well, on Monday and Thursday, of course, it will be at the book launches. But on my website, alicedale.com.au, you can order there to get the books.
Excellent.
I'd much rather they come along.
You'd much rather see people's faces as you hand the copies over.
Yes. Yes, we're almost filled out at Kalamunda, but there's still plenty of room at Leaderville. But if you're thinking of coming, I'd love it if you would book a ticket. There's no price. You don't have to pay anything. But it helps us to know the numbers if they could book a ticket to come to the Leaderville. There's still plenty of space there.
And you can do that online at Alice's website, alicedale.com.au. Alice, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed it.
Well, I've really enjoyed reading Upon Kiss. It is a very enjoyable read. Thank you again.
Lovely. You read the book. Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, I got a copy. It's in my hot little hand right now.
Oh, good. Well, that's the main reason I write, for other people to enjoy my books.
That's Alice Dale, author of A Fond Kiss. She is going to be speaking in Kalamunda and Leaderville next week. Make sure you check out her website for more information, alicedale.com.au.